You're listening to the Nick Vujicic Podcast, the place where you will be coached in how to turn your obstacles into opportunities, inspired to dream big, and challenged to never give up. Now here's our host, New York Times best-selling author, speaker, and entrepreneur, Nick Vujicic.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Nick Vujicic Podcast. I hope you're having a great day. I'm so glad that you're joining me here and every week to share some of my life lessons to help you to live life to the fullest, to dream big and never give up. Today is an important message, an important conclusion, actually, to a series of lessons on how to navigate through different seasons of life. And our message today has a bit of a twist, actually, and I'm really looking forward to sharing it. But before we get there, I want to say thank you to my friends and partners at Storyville Coffee. They're in Seattle, Washington. We love you guys so, so much. Not only does Storyville Coffee make some of the best top quality coffee in the world, but they share the same vision and mission of making the world a better place, loving everybody, and they're doing that by fighting against human trafficking. They're actually, with every purchase of coffee, and they've got Nespresso, K-Cups, whole beans, whatever you want, delivered to your door. Check it out. Storyville actually can actually give you a 50% discount on your first shipment order with a promo code. I'll tell you that in a second. But listen, with every purchase of coffee, there are multiple organizations that are benefiting through their donations to actually end human trafficking. Let's together join that mission and vision. And for your 50% discount of that first shipment order, go to storyville.com/Nick and enter the promo code Nick. Thank you so much, Storyville, for the incredible work that you're doing and the incredible coffee. All right, so in the past few episodes, we've talked about navigating, right? We've talked about how to move through where you are to get to where you want to be. We talked about navigating through very specific places in life, very specific seasons that we're all bound to experience at some time or another. We learned how to navigate through rejection, and then through opportunities, and then through responsibility, and that finally leads us to the main destination that we're all seeking to reach. Ready? Success. Once you've pushed through the work, pushed through the rejection, seized the opportunities, and managed the responsibility, you will find yourself in the place that you had prayed for and hoped for. You eventually will cross the river into the promised land. You'll reach the season of success that you were so desperately hoping for. But my friends, listen to me very carefully, especially you who haven't stepped into that season of success yet. The story doesn't stop there. See, some of us have this fantasy, right? Some of us have this idea in our heads that once we reach that place of success, once we get that dream job, once we marry that dream person, once we have that dream house, have that dream trophy, that we'll suddenly be able to sit back in our chair with a sigh of relief and feel as though we've made it. Once we've reached our goal, we'll suddenly be fulfilled. Any sense of emptiness or insecurity will suddenly disappear and we'll finally be complete. My friends, hear me out, all right? If you work hard and you work smart, you will reach success. Your goals, short-term and long-term, will eventually come to an actualization, and the funniest thing will happen in that time. You'll want more. This is part of being human, part of our DNA. We're driven at a core level to always want that next step, to always seek that higher level. This can be a great thing, or it actually could be a curse. It depends upon how you navigate it. Now, I'm not saying that your goals won't bring you satisfaction. They might. I'm not saying that you'll never have enough. You can't. I'm saying that wherever you are on your journey, whether you're still stuck in a storm of rejection, or whether you're still pulling up to the shores of your success, you had better get a proper perspective on what to expect. Because if reaching your goal is the only hope you feel you have in this world, you will find yourself trapped like a hamster wheel of hustling that will never stop. So what am I saying? Friends, here's the reality. After meeting so many different winners and overcomers across the globe and observing how they handled their success, I discovered something. There is a secret to success. Truly, there is a secret that most people don't know, and even those who know it most don't use it. For some people who are looking for an inside track to take on life and to get ahead, this secret just may seem too simple for you to get your head around or cliche to really feel important. People learn this secret and they will throw it out because they don't understand the deeper, real significant impact it actually has on your life. You want to know what it is? I'll tell you. But I'm telling you now, some of you are going to hear it and want to change the channel straight away. And that would be a huge mistake. Here it is. Ready? To be truly successful in any area of your life, you must maintain humility and an attitude of gratitude. It really goes hand in hand. And I want to actually bring that together as the title of Attitude of Gratitude. Stop. Think about what that means. Think about what that does. Choose to maintain an attitude of gratitude. Listen, I get questions from people all the time, and I hear the questions that some of my friends get asked, and it's always about how can I live the life I want to live? And I'm telling you the answer that will revolutionize your decision making and your outlook in the middle of any season. Maintain an attitude of gratitude. Here's what that means. Don't stop being thankful for what you have already. Always look back upon your journey, no matter where you may be, heading next, hoping this, hoping that. But looking back gives you this ability that you have a sense of appreciation. This is the key distinguisher between those in life who succeed and adapt happily and those who reach the top with disappointment, loneliness, and frustration. Why? Because when you see something as a gift, you want to take care of it, cherish it. And when you're thankful for what you had yesterday, it makes it easier to see the next good thing of today. When you feel like you're on track, like you're making progress, you'll get to have a positive motivation to keep you making that progress, to keep moving you forward. And that's a very different feeling than feeling like yesterday was a waste. Like yesterday is something you have to run away from, grow from, graduate from. You see how many levels this attitude has as an impact on you on a daily level? If I look at what I have in life as a negative, as not enough, as outdated, as unwanted, what does that do to my perspective as I look ahead? I'll tell you, it makes you desperate, depressed. It makes you desperate for change, desperate for improvement, desperate for more. When you operate from a place of negativity and desperation, when you begin making choices and taking steps based on that, guess what you'll get? Mistakes, more frustration, more disappointment, more desperation. You'll move immediately from one accomplishment that didn't satisfy you to another one that won't satisfy you, and your frustration will grow with each step because you'll be getting more confused as you go. You'll be getting more irritated. That last trophy was not enough. You get it and you're like, really? This is it? Why wasn't it enough? Why am I still unhappy? Where's the success that will finally make me happy? This is Like, seriously, every question we need to ask to ourselves right now, wait a second, is that what I want? Is that what I'm hoping for? Is that what I could ask myself when I actually finally get there? The answer, I know, is hard to hear, but it's true nonetheless. If there's been something wrong with every place that you've already been, more than likely, what's actually wrong is what you're bringing with you. Your circumstances don't have nearly as much power and effect over your life as we're told to believe. You have the power. You have the choice to either cherish what you have or waste what you've been given. Now listen, when you reach the success you were aiming for and you eventually find yourself looking for the next challenge, that's okay too. It's okay to change your path. It's okay to pick out new goals and move on from what you've accomplished. But you can't let yourself begin believing that your current success isn't enough. And that problem you really could address today. You can't allow yourself to believe that if you only reach that newfound goal, that new level of success, then you'll be happy. No, the opposite is true. What you have right now around you is all you need to be happy, if you know how to do it. Why am I saying all of this? We're talking about a season of success here, right? This should be a happy, victorious episode, all about the glory of reaching your goals, right? Well, that's the twist. That's the funny thing about the way we work, about the condition of the human heart. And I'm not going to be like every other motivational speaker and just say, hurrah, go win, live your dream, go higher, keep going. Don't be satisfied with where you're at. I'm someone who'd like to be the person who's real, honest. And the real honest truth about reaching success is that if you don't already live with the right attitude, your success will end up being the worst thing you ever got. Because when you get to the top of the mountain, you can see things very clearly. When you finally reach that thing that you've been striving for, you'll discover whether or not it was actually what you're really looking for. True winners, true overcomers, true successful people are the type of people who have the exact smile on their face when they have nothing as they do when they have everything. Success isn't a reward you go earn. Success is an attitude you claim and maintain. My friends, this is the big secret I'm trying to tell you. The big surprise behind everything we've discussed. You can be just as happy right now wherever you are with whatever you have as you will be when you finally reach your goals, if you choose the right attitude. I've seen impoverished families living in huts with bigger smiles, generosity, and happier children than some of the top CEOs of the world. This isn't because being materially successful is bad. No, not at all. Go accomplish that which you can. Actuate the potential that you have and the dreams within. But what I'm saying to you is that in that comparison, it's simply showing you that true success isn't something waiting for you on the other side of a paycheck, a title, or tangible things. You can start living your success today with the right changes to your attitude, to your perspective, to your lifestyle. And listen, that doesn't negate the worth of what you're striving for. Please, don't get me wrong. That doesn't mean the pursuits you have in your life, the dreams, the goals, whatever you've done and whatever you're going through isn't worthwhile. But just in that process, go for it. But please understand that having an attitude of gratitude doesn't mean you stop pushing for improvement. No. In fact, in a crazy way, adopting this attitude ends up creating an exponential increase in the gains and progress you find in your life. Here's what I mean. You probably know about compounding interest, right? You know how that works. When you start making interest off the interest you already made, well, when you start changing the way you see and live your life every day to an attitude of gratitude, your life begins to grow like that. When you start treating the people around you with the thankfulness and kindness in humility, knowing that there is no one more important, less important than you, and no one more important than less important than the one you're talking to. Servant heart leadership, but it all comes from the root of an attitude of gratitude, where you start taking care of the things you've already been given and being thankful. That compounding effect on the benefits you create are amazing. The friends you have don't just live in your life just to be existing and coexisting. They can share your life, your success, your values, and you bringing those values into them to help them make good choices as well. For you, the good choices you made yesterday don't just get replaced. They get multiplied with the ones you make today. This trickles down into everything. The belongings you have now get taken care of. And instead of just being thrown away, they're able to be resold, which gives you capital to invest in the next things that you're going to take care of because you're thankful to own it. And the list goes on and on and on. See, changing your attitude doesn't just change the way you feel, it changes the way you live. And when you make that real change, you will unlock the ability to live successfully every single day. That's going to be all our time for today, but I'm so grateful that I got to spend this moment with you, and I'm so thrilled to be able to share this incredible life lesson that has done unquestionably incredible things in my life. I pray that now you go out this week, have an awesome week, full of hope and purpose with an authentic and intentional attitude of gratitude. So happy you joined me here today, and I'll see you again right here next week on the Nick Vujicic Podcast. Hey guys, thank you so much for listening. Help us reach as many people as possible by giving us a rating, a review, and subscribing to this podcast. Love you so much. And remember, share this with anyone you know who needs to hear this as well. I'll see you next week.